Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Apostolic Presbyterian Congregation on Dr. 12 down in Libertyville, Texas. Today is June 13, 2017, or this evening, 19, 2021, we will start our first service today with a song entitled, In a Little While We're Going Home. Let us sing a song that will cheer us by the way. In a little while we're going home. For the night will end and the air blessed in day. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, in a little while, we shall cross the billows foam. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past. In a little while we're going home. We will do the work that our hands may find to do. In a little while we're going home. And the grace of Yah will our daily strength renew. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, in a little while, we shall cross the billows foam. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past. In a little while we're going home. We will smooth the path for some weary, wayworn feet. In a little while we're going home. In a loving hush spread around an infant sleep. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, in a little while, we shall cross the billows foam. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past. In a little while we're going home. There's a rest beyond, there's relief from every care. In a little while we're going home. And no tears shall fail in that city bright and fair. In a little while we're going home. In a little while, in a little while, we shall cross the billows foam. We shall meet at last when the stormy winds are past. In a little while we're going home. Eternal Life Part 3, we're going to continue with the subject matter. We're going to turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6. It says, let as many servants as are under the yoke count their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of Yahweh and his doctrine be not blasphemed, and they that have believing masters, let them not despise them, because they are brethren, but rather do them service, because they are faithful and beloved, partakers of the benefit. These things teach and exhort. Righteousness is great gain. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, and unto the doctrine which is according unto righteousness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is righteousness. From such withdraw thyself. But righteousness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted, after they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But thou, O man of Yahweh, say these things and follow after righteousness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Now, what does it mean, fight the good fight of the faith in the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua? And that way you can lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of Yahweh, who quickeneth all things, and before the Yahshua Messiah, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Sovereign of sovereigns, who only hath immortality dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen, nor can see, unto whom be honor and power and everlasting hallelujah. Charge them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living Yahweh, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. There's an eternal life a second time here in chapter 6 of 1 Timothy. O Timothy, keep that which is committed unto thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith and the blood of the everlasting covenant. Grace be with thee. Hallelujah. So anytime you see that word faith, we always add the blood of the everlasting covenant or the blood of Yahshua, one way or the other. All right, that ends chapter 6 of 1 Timothy. Let's see now what more we have here. Let's go to Titus chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Yahweh, and an apostle of Yahshua the Messiah, according to the faith of Yahweh's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after righteousness, in the hope of the eternal life, which Yahweh that cannot lie promised before the world began. Okay, it says, but hath in due times manifested his word through the preaching, which is committed unto me according unto the commandment of Yahweh our Savior. Unto Titus, mine own son, after common faith in the blood, grace, mercy, and peace from Yahweh the Father and the Savior Yahshua, Messiah our Savior, For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest sit in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I appointed thee. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless, as the steward of Yahweh, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, and no striker, nor given to filthy lucre, but a lover of the hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouth must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars, even beasts, or evil beasts, slow-bellied. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith in the blood of Yahshua, not giving heed unto the Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. And other words, when we see the word truth, that's another word for the law, that turn from the law. What does it say in Psalms 119:142? Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know Yahweh, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate. Okay, that's the end of chapter 1. Let's just go right on and skip over into chapter 3. Well, let's just go ahead and read chapter 2. Verse 1, Christian duties. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. That the aged man be sober, grave, temperate, sound in the faith, in the blood of Yahshua, in the charity and patience. For the aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, and not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of Yahweh be not blasphemed. Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech, that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary may be ashamed and have no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters, and to please him well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of Elohim, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of Yahweh that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying unrighteousness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and holy in this present world. I put that holy in the place of godly. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great Yahweh and our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Okay, part 3, or chapter 3, Titus. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. To speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of Yahweh our Savior toward man appeared, not by the works of righteousness which we have done, but according unto his mercy he saved us by the washing of the regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Yahshua Messiah our Savior, that being justified by his grace we should be made heirs according unto the hope of the eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in Yahweh might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. See, strivings about the law. A man that is an heretic after first and second admonition reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. Closing messages. When I shall send Artemis unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis, for I have determined there to winter. Bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them, and let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses until they be not unfruitful. All that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith of the blood of Yahshua. Grace be with you all. Hallelujah. That's the end of Titus, the 3 chapters.
Going to where?
Oh, let's continue on with 1 John, 1 Epistle of John, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of the life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son Yahshua the Messiah. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that Yahweh is with the light, and in him is no darkness. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in the darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Okay, it says that, verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yahshua Messiah, His Son cleanses us from all sin. Now, isn't it amazing? Remember I told you that the word light is interchangeable with the word law, and it's interchangeable with the word truth. But if we walk in the law, as He is in the law, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yahshua Messiah, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. All right, let's just go right on into chapter 2, 1 John, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yahshua Messiah, the righteous. And He is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know Him and keepeth not His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth His word in him verily is the love of Yahweh perfected. Hereby know we that we are in Him. He that saith he abideth in Him ought himself also to walk even as He walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word, which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light. Okay, now here's that. We got the word true and we got the word light again together. The two of them are together. The word light is another word for law. Okay, so let's read that again. Because the darkness is past and the true law, the true law of the Spirit, Romans 8:2, in the life of the Yahshua now shineth. So I put Romans 8:2, I sandwiched that in there in 1 John chapter 2, verse 8. Okay, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, same thing as in the law, and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, or he abideth in the law. Law of what? The law of the Spirit. Put that down, Romans 8:2. The law of the Spirit of life in Yahshua. And there is none occasion of stumbling in him. So if we follow the laws of the Yahshua, the law of the Spirit of life in Yahshua, there will be no occasion of stumbling in us. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him, that is, from the beginning. So, who have you known from the beginning? From the beginning when you was converted to the truth, when you converted to the true light in Yahshua. That's from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of Yahweh abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of the Yahweh abideth forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that the anti-Messiah shall come, even now are there many anti-Messiahs, whereby we know that it is in the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth. Read that again. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth. Law, parenthesis. But because you know it, because you know the truth, you know the law, and that no lie is of the truth in the law. I had all that law stuff, rightfully so. He said, who is a liar? But he that denieth that the Yeshua is the Messiah. For he is Antichrist. So we got who is the liar? But he that denieth that the Yeshua is the Messiah. For he is an anti-Messiah that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father, but he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, that ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is in the truth, in the law, and is no lie. So you know what whenever 1 John 3 verse 4 says, whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. So if you don't do all the truth, then you're not doing all the law either. You have to do all the law in order to also be in the truth 100%. Verse 28, 1 John chapter 2. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If we know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of Yahweh. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of Yahweh, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear we shall be like him, for we know we shall see him as he is. Every man that hath this hope in himself, purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. In other words, if you don't do the truth in all things, whatsoever you eat, drink, say, or do, or think, if you don't do it in the truth, truth is the same thing as in the law. Light is the same thing as in the law. Verse 5. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither know him, or not have known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Man was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of Yahweh doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of the Yahweh. Actually, he is born of the Son as well. And this, the children of Yahweh are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of Yahweh, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is a message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's was righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in the death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of Yahweh, because he laid down his... Hereby perceive we the love of Yahshua, because he laid down his life for us. This is the Son. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of Yahweh in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in the truth. Same thing as in the law, in the light. You can say light of the truth. You know, the same thing as the law of the truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, that we are in the law of the Spirit of life in Yahshua, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, Yahweh is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our hearts condemn us not, then have we confidence toward Yahweh. Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of this of his Son, Yahshua the Messiah, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us, by the Spirit which he hath given unto us. That ends chapter 3. Alright, it says, discerning false teachers, 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of the Yahweh, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of Yahweh. Every spirit that confesses that Yahshua Messiah is come in the flesh is of the Father. And every spirit that confesses not that Yahshua Messiah is come in the flesh is not of the Yahweh. And this is that spirit of the anti-Messiah, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Ye are of Yahweh, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now that's 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. I'll read that again. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of the Yahweh. He that knoweth Yahweh heareth us. He that is not of Yahweh heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of the truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of Yahweh, and every one that loveth is born of Yahweh and knoweth Yahweh. He that loveth not Yahweh, he that loveth not, knoweth not Yahweh. For Yahweh is love. And this is manifested the love of Yahweh toward us, because that Yahweh sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love. Not that we love Yahweh, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if Yahweh so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen Yahweh at any time. If we love one another, Yahweh dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Verse 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Okay, so the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Yahshua is the Son of Yahweh, Yahweh dwelleth in him, and he in Yahweh. And we have known and believed the love that Yahweh has sent unto us. Yahweh is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in Yahweh, and Yahweh in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in the love. But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. The man say, I love Yahweh, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love Yahweh whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth Yahweh love his brother also. Overcoming the World, chapter 5, first epistle of John, chapter 5, verse 1. Overcoming the world, we are required to overcome the world. Whosoever believeth that Yahshua is the Messiah is born of the Father, Yahweh. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of Yahweh when we love Yahweh and keep his commandments. For this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of Yahweh overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Yahshua is the Son of the Father, Yahweh Elohim. The certainty of Yahshua, verse 6. This is he that came by the water and blood, even Yahshua Messiah, not by water only, but by the water and blood. And it is the Spirit that bears witness, because the Spirit is in the truth. And the truth is the law and the life. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the world, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of man, the witness of Yahweh is greater. For this is the witness of Yahweh, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of Yahweh hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not Yahweh hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that Yahweh gave of his Son. And this is the record that Yahweh hath given unto us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Now you see why we have to have the Son in us, and we in the Son, and the Son in the Father, and we in the Father, and vice versa. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of Yahweh hath not life. These things have I written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of Yahweh, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of Yahweh. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according unto his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin his sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life, for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is of the sin, and in the sin. And there is a sin not unto death. Let's read that again, just like it is. All unrighteousness is sin. And there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of Yahweh sinneth not. But he that is begotten of Yahweh keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of Elohim has come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is in the truth of the law, in the law, and in the light. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Yahshua the Messiah. This is the true Yahweh, and eternal life. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Hallelujah. That's the end of the first epistle of John, 5 chapters. Now, in the book of Jude, it's just one chapter. It says, Jude, the servant of the Yahshua, Messiah, and brother of James, unto them that are sanctified by Yahweh the Father, and preserved in the Yahshua Messiah and call, mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it is needful for me to write unto you, and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained unto this condemnation, unrighteous then, turning the grace of our Elohim into lasciviousness and denying the only Yahweh Elohim of our Savior Yeshua the Messiah. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that Yeshua, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt afterward, destroyed them that believed not. Now, this is amazing. We hadn't thought about this. But Yahweh saved the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, and then he had to destroy part of them and left them in the wilderness the next 40 years because they did not believe. Just didn't believe. They were delivered by the blood of the Passover. That got them out of Egypt. Because they obeyed the command to get in behind the doorpost when the death angel passed over, but on the Passover night. But outside that, they got into the wilderness, they just rebelled all over again. So it shows that when they were down in Egypt, they were pretty comfortable down in Egypt under Pharaoh because they obeyed Pharaoh and his false doctrines and teachings. And they were content with that because they wasn't objecting to anything the Pharaoh was doing down there. So they all got along pretty good, but the minute that Yahweh required them to make changes, brought them out, freed them from that, underneath that yoke, then what did they do? They rebelled for 4 years and he had to destroy them, leave them in the wilderness. Let's continue on Jude, verse 6. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in the everlasting chains under darkness, unto the judgment of the great day, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, and going after strange flesh, and set forth an example, suffering the vengeance of the eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. Yet Michael, the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a written accusation, but said, the Yahweh rebuked thee, that they speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, and those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished again sin of Korah. These are spots in your feast of charity. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit wither without fruit, frost dead, plucked up by the root. Raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, unto whom is reserved the blackness of the darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, Yahshua cometh 10,000 of the saints, for the executing the judgment upon all, and to convince all that are unrighteous among them of all their unrighteous deeds, which they have unrighteously committed, and of all their hard speeches which unrighteous sinners have spoken against them. These are murmurers, complainers, walking about after their own lust, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. The beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostles of our Savior, Yahshua the Messiah, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own unrighteous lust. These be they who separate themselves sensual, having not the Spirit, but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of Yahweh, looking for the mercy of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah, unto eternal life. Now, what is the command here? It's through Jude. Keep yourselves in the love of the Father. He's looking for the mercy of our Savior Yahshua the Messiah unto eternal life. and as some have compassion, making a difference. And others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. And to the only wise Elohim, unto the only wise Savior, Redeemer, Yeshua, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Hallelujah. Okay, that's the end of the book of Jude. We have about 7 minutes left here to finish this up. Let's look at Matthew 25 again. Let's look at verse 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. That's saying an awful lot there. So now let's go back and back up a little bit more on this here word of life eternal, these two words. Let's review Matthew chapter 19. And finish up our subject today. And it came to pass that when Yahshua had finished these things, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. And the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him, and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his life for every cause? And he answered and said unto them, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore Yahweh hath joined together, let no man put asunder. Okay. Well, I believe that Yahweh joined me to my wife. I believe that he was responsible for the whole thing. I have plenty of evidence of it. So, let no man put it asunder. They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife except for it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery, and whosoever marries her which is put away doth commit adultery. So, you just can't decide you don't like your wife after all and put her away for a personal reason. Can't do that. Okay. His disciples said to him, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this sin, save they unto whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs which are so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men, and there be eunuchs which have made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. And Yahshua said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hands on them and departed thence. And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is Yahweh. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. So now he's just talking about if you want to enter into life. He didn't say eternal life, but that's what it actually meant. But nevertheless, he said if you want to enter into life. Well, apparently, if you're not keeping all the commandments of the Scriptures, keeping the Holy Sabbath days and so forth, you haven't even entered into the spiritual life in this world. You haven't even entered into the spiritual life, let alone the eternal life. Verse 18, he says unto him, which Joshua said, thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbors thyself. The young man saith unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Joshua said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. So when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. Then said Yahshua unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. When the disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, who then can be saved? But Yahshua beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. Don't forget that. That's Matthew 19:26. All things are possible. Then answered Peter and said unto him, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? And Yahshua said unto them, verily I say unto you, that you which have followed me in the generation, when the Son of the Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon thrones judging. Ye shall sit upon 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So, you're going to sit upon 12 thrones, meaning that the 144,000 are going to sit upon 12 thrones judging their own brethren of the individual tribes. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or land for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Well, we're right on time. Let's bring the close. Let's set this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour. Call us number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close this service now with a song. In the garden.
I come to the garden of the Lord, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my hair, the sun of Yah is closing, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. The joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks in the sound of his voice, so sweet the birds are singing, the melody that he gave to me, within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and it tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we carry there, none other has ever known. I stay in the garden with him till the night around me be falling. For he bids me go to the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. and the joy we share as we tarry there.